We've got a growing trials room. I had a client here earlier, and we don't do many of them, and she opened the door. She went, "Oh, it's like a meta lab."
Welcome to the Underground Podcast. I'm Kate, the gardener guru, horticultural consultant, and writer and presenter on all things gardening.
And I'm Phil, co-founder of Right O'Bara, a creative marketing agency for the home and garden sectors. Join us in conversation with those people shaping the UK's garden care industry.
So without further ado,
let's get down and dirty. Hi there, Kate.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just still loving this hot weather, although I'm getting a bit fed up with watering, I have to admit.
Yeah, there's always a catch, isn't there? Always a catch.
Well, when you have a courtyard garden full of lots and lots of pots, and I won't use the hose, even though we haven't got a hose pipe ban yet, but I don't think it'll be long in coming. But
no.
Lots of trips with watering cans are needed. But on the other hand, it means I get up close and personal to my plants and I can see what's doing well and what isn't. And I can feed them, which a lot of people forget to do. But that's me with my gardening hat on,
yeah.
Phil. Today we're talking about somebody, well, we're talking to somebody who's more from the marketing background, which is kind of more your bag, isn't it,
that's
Phil?
That's right, yeah. So we're actually going to be having a chat with a chap called Jamie Gray, and he's from a company called So Easy. And he's going to be talking to us about a new garden gifting product that we learned about at Glee last year.
You did indeed.
I believe they only launched it at Glee last year.
And the product is actually seed sticks, isn't it? It's the seed sticks we're focusing
on.
And we're just finding a bit more about having a new product, a little bit of history behind the brand, which is I found absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. And he's in a few retailers and
mainly Blue Diamond, isn't it?
Mainly Blue Diamond for garden centres, yeah, and a few independents. And we're going to have a chat with him, find out a little bit more about what he's doing.
So let's have a listen to our chat with Jamie.
So we're delighted to welcome onto the Underground today, Jamie Gray from So Easy. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jamie.
Jamie, why don't we jump right back to the beginning of your story. So you're part of a second generation business that's evolved a lot since its formation in 1988. So can you just tell us what the backstory is that's led to Seed Sticks becoming its own gifting brand?
Yeah, sure. Like you say, my dad started the business in 1988. He worked for Wilkinson Sword, the razor blade company.
Oh,
and
right.
They were making swords, and they merged with and razor blades for fighting against Gillette, and they merged with a match company called British Match, creating Wilkinson Match.
Okay.
So making matches, swords, and razor blades. And
sorry, Jamie, can I just interrupt? When you say swords, I thought you were taking the Mickey. Wilkinson Swords did start as swords, not tools.
We've got some like pretty ornate, well, they're not actually out anymore, but I remember growing up having like Prince Charles's sword that when he got married to Princess Diana, like on our wall.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Great for fighting, which we often did, me and my sister, bizarrely. I remember them. I had one that looked like He-Man. I don't know if you ever watched He-Man, but a really sort of basic but big sword. And my sister had the kind of ornate Prince Charles one.
Amazing.
Goodness me. How did I not know that?
Well, no. I mean, not many people do know that. I mean, that's the story of Seed Sticks. But so dad was working there until the late 80s. He got made redundant when the big corporation tried to get everyone in line.
Yeah.
And dad, for some reason, took this side business that they were working on called Seed Sticks, which was a product. It's a bit like a book of matches, but with seed on the end.
Okay.
And it started So Easy in 1988 with a patent and the machinery to produce it. And I guess that's the story of 37 years ago.
That's a massive kind of jump, though, isn't it? From matches, swords to seeds. That's quite a big jump, isn't it? And was your father into gardening at all? Is there more of a background story here?
I guess the story, he was in a, you know, the typical corporate man with his what does my mum call it, bottle green suit, moustache, and smoking Romeo and Juliet's with his alcohol cabinet in the side in the corner of the office.
Love it.
So he was, you know, he was flying around the world, opening factories, making deals. I guess a procurement role before it became sort of procurement. And, you know, matches were probably the biggest promotional product, branded merchandise item in the world. If you think about the number of smokers there were, and it was on every plate, every restaurant, every hotel. And so, yeah, I guess that's the kind of serendipitous moment of, starting Seed Sticks with a product that was steeped in, you know, promotional marketing almost. So it was an R&D hustle. It was a side project that Wilkinson Sword or Wilkinson Match had. They had their main focus was razor blades and swords and matches, and Seed Sticks was born out of an R&D idea.
Goodness me. So I'm just going to ask a simple question for anyone who we're bandying around the word seed stick, but what is a seed stick?
Well, it's fundamentally like a book of matches, but with seed on the end instead of the striking end. So you have a branded cover, or you have a cover that protects the seed or would protect the striking end. Thank you. You open it up and you've got typically 5 or 10 sticks or 6 sticks in there. And just like you would with matches, you tear one off, but instead of, you know, turning it over to strike, you would plant it into soil up to as a depth line where you plant it down into, and you would water it, and then the seed would germinate. And it's a real visual aid of sowing a seed, quite an easy and fun way. And we sort of coined the tear it, plant it, grow it sort of phrase. The beauty of it is the tab. So underneath the line where you have to push the product in and to look how far it should go in, there's a tab mechanism where the seed sits with non-toxic glue. And that's what creates almost like a greenhouse effect. So when the seed goes into the soil, it creates a warm soil, almost like an air bubble that the seeds enjoy to germinate.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at mine now because Jamie, you kindly a little while ago sent me seed sticks and they are, I mean, I will say they're really, really attractive, really, really pretty gifts and a lovely way of getting people to sow.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Have you grown any yet, or are you still, they're still sat on your desk?
I've got my carrots are just starting to come through.
Oh, brilliant.
I have been a bit late. I do admit with everything. And I did give a couple out to some other people who are growing some herbs for me. So again, you know, it's been one of the best early sowing seasons that I've known for a long time this year. So as long as people remember to water. But you said they're really easy to use, really simple, and just so attractive. In fact, they're almost too attractive to rip open, you know, and do stuff with. You kind of want to hang on to them as well. I love the idea. Anything that gets people growing always, you know, has my vote anyway. So I love the concept and I love how pretty they are. But Phil, you're more marketing side than me. But as a gardener, they are fantastic. Just one thing I would say is, what's the shelf life of seeds? You talk about using the biodegradable glue or the eco-friendly glue. That doesn't cause any problems. Does that help the shelf life with them?
Yeah, I mean, I found a strawberry seed stick, a tomato seed stick in my drawer that must have been 5 years old. And I planted the seeds and they germinated.
Great. Yeah, I think they're almost better protected than in a seed packet, because you kind of keep them closed all the time. And I think they're lovely. It's a gift that I would really like to have. And actually some underground podcast seed sticks.
Branding, yeah.
It's difficult for us to narrow down who, and I'm going to jump a question here, the sort of target market, but you would certainly be in that stratosphere. But also, I don't know why there has to be a target market, because my little boy, Louis, for example, that generation will probably grow up not knowing how to sow a seed at all, I imagine. Ooh. And so when we go outside and I've got lots of seed sticks left over, as you'd imagine. When we go outside and we have a play in the garden, he takes great joy with, you know, tearing that stick, planting it. Not only that, but he can see tomorrow, the next day, where he has planted it.
Right.
It's a fun way, you know, if I gave him a bunch of seeds just in his hand, he just, you know, drops them, eats them. So dexterity is quite important, I think. Like, this is a good tool for people that, you know, the elderly or the young with dexterity issues. But also, I'd like to try and get this product into an enthusiast's hand, and get, you know, they were going to walk into a supermarket and they want seed, right? They probably don't care how it's delivered, but actually, what if they did care, and what if they could use this product that would visually help them, and they know where they were, and it's a bit more fun, you know? As I don't, I'm just trying to explore that avenue as well.
That's a really good idea. Have you come across Lee Connolly?
Yeah,
he would be somebody I would definitely try and get in touch with.
I'm trying.
Massive children's educator. Well, he is a friend of the show, so we'll have to have a word, definitely. But he's amazing, and I really, because I used to teach children gardening, and we don't ever stick to the bigger seeds, you know, nasturtiums and things like that are tangible. And I do like what you're saying about, because kids always, once they sown something, they expect it to be growing the next day. But this, they can still see that it's there, and you're going to get a lot less waste as well. So yeah, that's something I didn't think about. I like that.
And there's, you know, sticks compostable, and I'm trying to break into the curriculum. I don't know. I've got no idea. I've tried gently. Could have got, you know, this business could be all encompassing for the minute. We've got the promotional marketing business, which is the bread and butter. I'm trying to break into. I've had a couple of calls with Lee. Right. He's doing some great stuff. Yeah, okay. But yeah, I'd like to try and see how we can get more of these products into the hands of children. It'd be brilliant.
The RHS as well do quite a lot in that area as well, don't they?
So they do.
Can you just run through the different types of seeds that you do in the seed sticks?
Yeah, absolutely. Now you're going to test me. So the catalogue's a little bit misleading, because it has got a coming soon section. So we're developing at the moment some greeting cards. So it's traditional happy birthday, but inside you have a small section that has a seed stick pushed in. So something slightly different, and there's a play on words, you know, time to celebrate, and put some time seeds inside, for example.
Like a pun.
Thank you. We're also developing some grow kits as well. So three of these products: a wooden cube, an aluminium tube, and a wood fiber pot, all sell really well in promo. Not to say it's going to do well in retail, but I think it will. So we're developing that on the side. So the kind of the live SKUs are the individual units. So Go Wild and Herb Me Up. So Go Wild is the wildflower traditional. You know, Katie held up is 10 sticks in a kind of rectangle form, probably 40 millimeters by sort of 60-70. So they're doing really well. So they're single unit sort of impulse purchase ones, and a nice point of sale, retail around sort of £2.50. And then we've got the gift packs, which I keep relating to the sort of Willy Wonka style vibe, and they've got sort of six executions from a chef's kitchen. So your kind of kitchen starter pack. So you have lots of herbs, to a wildflower meadow, so all your wildflowers in there, to a kids' nursery, you know, pun on kids' nursery being, it's a, you know, obviously growing nursery as well. It's like it's.
So you're not just targeting garden centres then. This is a gifting product that you could see in all sorts of different types of retail. Is that right?
Yeah, I certainly like to see it that way. We've started very sort of quietly and gently. We launched at Glee, and we met Blue Diamond. Alan Roper came onto the stand and sort of hushed my lips as I was explaining about the product, because he wanted to make sure that he understood the product without me in his ear. Yeah. And we've been listed in 20 of his stores. Right. Love to get into the other 30, but slowly and surely. And yeah, we took orders on the day, which is completely still baffles me. In my other world, that never happens. Right. So yeah, we won that Blue Diamond, and we won probably five or six other independents, which is really good. We've got some conversations ongoing with some other quite large garden centres, which is really exciting. Yeah. Just trying to push them over the line. And then Spring Fair was equally not as fruitful, but in terms of like number of small retailers, independents, they've got, you know, the passion they have for seeing something new, and
yeah,
they can see that you're trying to make a difference. It was really rewarding. And yeah, we probably 10, 15, maybe a bit more independents across the country. So it's very small at the moment, but yeah, looking to continue to.
So have you got, you've talked about Blue Diamond. So is there a garden centre or another gift shop or whatever that has done well, that they have told you? And what have they done that's worked? Or is there anything you can kind of advise them to do to make it pop out a little bit more?
It's a new world to me. I didn't know how much freedom we would have to recommend how one should present one's products in a store. We've actually taken on a sales rep last couple of weeks who's gone into one store and completely rearranged it. And I fed that back to the buyer and he was like, looks great. Go ahead to the other 18, 19.
Phil and I both have got quite a lot of experience with POS and working with companies that go in and do their own merchandising. So that's something that I didn't realise you weren't in charge of, but it can make such a difference, can't it? You know, yeah.
If you're honest, Kate, when we were at Glee, I don't know, you can't see behind my shoulder, you maybe just be able to. We didn't have any point of sale.
Right.
So someone came to the stand and said, you can't just put it on a shelf or lay it out on a pallet or something, like built up. And so we almost used it as a sort of focus group. We went back and then developed a really nice point of sale for the gift packs, which are the kind of the sort of Willy Wonka style.
Yeah.
Season size. We've now got a really nice, I think, point of sale, and the same for the bees. With the B-shaped seed sticks and the Christmas tree-shaped seed sticks. Yeah. So
how do you decide what new seed sticks you're going to add to that line?
Yeah, good question. I think when I first joined the business about sort of 10 years ago now, there wasn't much variety in terms of shapes. I keep going on about the shapes, but that really separates it out from seed packet, because we've got the spine to the product. You can do quite a lot to it. We've looked at, because the bee's done really well, we've looked at maybe doing a ladybird and maybe doing a butterfly, which might be quite.
Yeah.
But that's not the question you're asking me. So you're asking, how do we come up with, we've got a small team here, of sort of green fingered individuals, about a small team of about 10. My dad is not in the business anymore, but certainly turns up and puts a lot of effort in. So he's got lots of ideas. He's still pushing one particular product that maybe one day will come into retail for kids. We have a quarterly meeting, we come up with new ideas, but I kind of get back to, we're sat on, like, it's almost like a library. It's almost like I'm sat on Michael Jackson's back catalog quite but we've got all these products, that 100 or so, that I think could work really well. We've got these they're not seed sticks, we've got these balls of seeds, a bit like seed balls, but we call them rain balls, and they're colored balls of paper, tissue paper. We upcycle our, when you print something off on a printer and you keep it, like I have for your question, to keep it for a day and then it goes in the bin. Well, we shred that, put it in with the tissue paper. We've got someone hand rolling the balls. When we had the seed, and we've got two dehydrators, and the industry in promo has gone mad for them. And we bought a 3D printer now to create a dye to do, you guessed it, shapes. So we've got aeroplanes and bees and houses. So it's something like that, which I know people would love. But it's just slowly but surely, to bring in more product that we've got in promo into retail.
And how do you check, like, when you're coming up with a new product, how do you check that it's going to work, that it's actually going to grow?
So in terms of growing, we've got a growing trials room. I had a client here earlier, and we don't do many of them, and she opened the door, she went, oh, it's like a meth lab. Without the meth and just seed. We've got UV light and reduced lots of tests. We've now got in-house printing, creasing and cutting. I probably should have mentioned that here on the call. So that's really helped our margin, but also made us more nimble, so we can try things out now, and it's not costing us a die of 100 quid or 3 days, 4 days lead time. So we can try something, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And if it does work, great. We can produce it pretty quickly and scale it up quite nicely.
And is there a certain design that you've currently selling in retail that's actually doing really, really well. You know, that's the one that flies off the shelf when you manage to get it into store.
Don't say the aeroplane shape.
Damn it. It's not actually in retail yet, but yes, it's early days, right? We've only been trading since September, so.
Oh, right. Oh, yet. I didn't realize it was that early, right.
Yeah, it would appear the love for wildflowers is still as strong as ever. So Andrew at Blue Diamond has been nice enough to share his sort of sales data, and they're the strongest, whether it's the wildflower gift pack or the bee wildflower, they're the ones that or the go wild, they're the three strongest sellers. I guess the wildflowers are the sort of, you can wrap it up with whatever execution you like, but it seems to be that wildflowers are still as popular as ever, really.
What is it about the seed sticks that make kind of having a gift that you can plant just that little bit more personal?
This has been a retail dream right. for way too long, and I put it off. I got a grant from the council. I think it was £3,000 to spend it on something innovative, design led, right. and that's what made me do the gift packs. Oh. They look very different to how they are now. When we first designed them, we did like a mini focus group with friends, and the feedback was it looks like tampons.
Oh dear.
So yeah, not quite the vibe I was going up. I didn't think it did, but then again, I'm not in the market for that type of product. So it's come a long way, and I think in the past 18 months, the team have got behind it, right. and we've really pushed the design okay. and production. So that's one thing I wanted to say.
Yeah,
I think the sticks, I'm obviously massively biased, but we know we're made in Britain certified. They're made below me. We've got great control on quality. We buy the seeds as much as we can locally. Do I believe in it? Well, I've grown up in this business my entire life. And it's given me a good life. Like, you know, it's
that
not,
helps.
My dad has been Barbados, you know, on a super yacht, but it's given me a good life. And a lot of that festers, you know, a passion and a love, something like your father and your family and all born out of this one product. So I think when I joined the business, a lot of that came out in the way I'm just genuine and honest. I'm a terrible actor and I can't lie. So I think a lot of that came out. And I think since moving out of London and having my own garden and having my son and trying to spend time with him rather than just going back to the laptop. Alan, you know, we water the plants not every day throughout the year because it's rainy and wet and cold, but in the summer that's our time. You know, at last night we were watering the plants, we've got some seed sticks growing at the back. Nice. So yeah, I mean, this product is everything to us as a business. It's what makes us unique, separates us out from everyone else. And yeah, I'm attached to it emotionally, I think.
That's coming through.
Yeah, definitely. So what's next for seed sticks, Jamie?
Wow. What's next? In the near future, finding the time to support the sales agent as much as I can, to try and continue to slowly develop more product and bring them to market. Launch seedsticks.co.uk, because at the minute it's just a side section on the website. Soeys.com, all hidden. And the catalog is obviously, but the catalog then hidden down a navigation or drop down. Do more shows, find the time to do more shows, more sales to then use as a sort of budget to do more shows. Going to Europe would be fun.
Yep.
Hopefully I've got it in me, and get it in more hands of consumers, really. So, you know, direct to consumer as well, I think it's quite exciting. But you've got a lot of drivers from your kind of digital marketing space, which I guess you all know about, Phil. I think, yeah, try and get as many people tearing it, planting it and growing it as possible, really.
D2C is tricky at a low price point. That's, you know.
One thing I'd love to say is that always looking for, you know, other partners, you know, illustrators, right. you know, influencers. We haven't tapped into any of that, really.
So, Jamie, when you look at gifting and gardening trends, what do you think retailers and brands should be paying more attention to right now?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's controversial or not, but I guess the younger, probably the generation below me.
Okay.
So, Zeds, yeah. I think.
I don't know.
You know, so I'm a millennial, right. Pretty sure. Okay. But my nephew, my 20 year old nephew, who I bet he's never been to a garden centre, and trying to, you know, create products that would interest him to buy if he was there. Yeah. That's the kind of in a big gap. You know, it's become trendy. I'm in it, so I think it's become trendy. But I always give an example of my wife was having a bit of a tough time at work, and my mate, bless him, Pete, he sent her something as a sort of to cheer her up, and it was a plant, like a big plant, which we grew and grew and grew as we moved house, and unfortunately left it in the outhouse and it got frosty and died. But anyway, I think 10 years ago he would have sent her a bottle of wine, yeah. Or would have sent her chocolates, right. Yeah. And now he sent her a house plant. So I think it's become trendy, certainly for my generation, trendier. I think it needs to work its way down. You know, Bloom It Wild, I think, has made, yeah. You know, buying flowers more accessible, and they've obviously expanded that. I think they're the biggest online, well. The biggest florist in Europe now, potentially.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'd like to see more. You know, I guess the future generation, and I guess that's what Lee's trying to change.
I mean, your project to me is something that would appeal to a younger crowd just getting into gardening, especially the herb side of it, you know, because cooking is always trendy, always popular. Yeah. So leading on from that, really, if you could send everyone, you know, a seed stick today, but it could only be one variety, what would you send? What seed stick would it be?
Well, I'm gonna sort of cheat. I thought about this. I thought we could, given the balmy weather and the fact that everyone kind of mostly likes a drink, we could send them the cocktail bar, and they could have a nice cocktail with maybe rosemary or mint, lemon balm, thyme, basil, lavender, whichever one they wanted to choose, in their refreshing cocktail drink.
Or a mocktail, of course.
Or a mocktail. Fair play, Kate. Well done.
Yes. What a great answer. I like that.
My wife, I do. Yes, I like that a lot.
She's pregnant, so she'll be mocktailing.
Yeah. So I think that just about wraps things up. Thanks so much, Jamie, for coming on, telling us more about your story and about seed sticks, and wish you all the best for the future with it.
Yeah, it's a super product. It really is. And for me, anything that can encourage people to garden is always good. And if it looks good, I think that, you know, the battle's, you know, you're halfway there, really, aren't you? So I love it.
No, thank you. I want to say, yeah, thanks, Phil, and thanks. And anyone listening, you know, if you want to get in touch, please do. It's Jamie at SoEasy, 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 like sowingseed.com. And yeah, love to anything collaboratively we can do, give us a shout. But yeah, thank you. Thanks for your time, and look forward to seeing you or meeting you soon.
Brilliant.
Good luck. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, could I ask a small favour? Please take the time to review the show and share us with your colleagues. It really does make a difference and will help others to find us too. To keep up to date with the latest happening from the Underground, sign up to our email newsletter at theunderground.fm. I'm Kate Turner, the Gardener Guru. I'm a horticulturist, garden consultant, and presenter. To find out more, check out my website at gardenerguru.co.uk.
And I'm Phil Wright, the founding partner of Wright O'Bara, a creative marketing agency specializing in the home and garden sectors. And for anyone bringing a new product to market, we've created a handy 7-step guide to help take your product marketing from zero to hero. Find out more at writeobara.com.